Today's daf is Daf Lamed Gimel, and at the top of the Amud, actually, where it says Rabbi Yosef b'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Divrei Rabbi Meir, to Rabbi Meir, Pnei Moshe takes this out, and he says, based on the Tosefta, this is what we should be reading. So, if you look at the Pnei Moshe, it'll make a lot more, make us, my life easier because the Dilma Matil is from here, meaning the one that says Amar Rabbi Ramarish Lakish. So we've seen here that there's a machlok of the Mishnah regarding Noten Tam Nifgam. Whether Noten Hanifgam, meaning the Asur item, imparts a negative flavor or taste, its contribution is negative, whether it'll still be Asur or not. It seemed to not differentiate between the how it affects it, just blanket. If it's negative, then it's a machlok between Rebbe and Chachamim, whether it is actually still Asur. However, Amar Reish Lakish, Ma Pligim, what's a machlok? That's Behishbiach, when it is have some sort of Shevach in the beginning, V'achar Kach Pogem. That is when Rabbi Meir says that it is still Asur. Aval pogem v'kachach hishpiach. If, however, in the beginning it has some sort of pagam, even though it'll improve as time goes on, then af Rabbi Meir moda, even Rabbi Meir would agree that it is not Asur. Okay, why is that? I'm just sort of there's a lot of Pnei Moshe to get through, but I'll just sort of melaket. I'll take things as we go along from it. He says, "Is it the whole question? Is it? It's hakolol achacharam ikara. According to Meir, we look at the first interaction it has with the varasur with the object with the varasur with the devar mutar that it got mixed into. If it's pogem immediately, then he would then pardon me, he would say it's mutar. But if it's mashpiach immediately, even if it's eventually going to pogam, so the initial thing, it's improvement, as time goes on, it's going to degrade because of the contribution, then in that situation, ishpiach, then it should be asur. Whereas Chachamim seem to say, well, any pogam, even if it's ishpiach, but a soft pogam, that would still be considered a negative contribution and therefore not make it asur. Have I made that clear? That's the way Reish Lakish understands it. How Rabbi Yochanan says, Lo shnia hu pagam hi, he pagam, he ishbiach, he pagam, he machloket. He says it makes no difference. In other words, unlike Reish Lakish says, we look at the beginning to see, according to Reb Meir, what the initial interaction is. According to Reb Meir, that's what defines whether the contribution is shevach or pagam, even if it's going to later degrade. No. Reb Meir understands that we look at also looks at the entire picture. It doesn't bother him. Meaning, it doesn't bother him that there seems to be pagam. Now we're going to see a little bit. There's more still to work out regarding Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yochanan, because there's two ways to understand it. Is it that he says it's asur because there was some sort of shevach in the beginning of the end, or it doesn't bother him that there's a pagam at all? The nafka minhag is if it was pagam from beginning to end, and that's what the Gemara is going to address later on. So that's what it's saying here. So again, I'll just read the words. So again, Reish Lakish says ma pligim bishpiach v'chach pogem. Meaning, when Rabbi Meir said it's still Asur, even though there's some sort of eventual pagam, that's when the shevach in the beginning. If the initial interaction with this is a one that's negative, imparts a negative taste, he would agree, he would moderate that it doesn't Asur it, just like Chachamim say that it doesn't Asur it, if it's not ten tan nifgam. Rabbi Yochanan, however, says, Loshnia doesn't make a difference if pagam, whether it was pagam in the beginning and then improved, or was improvement and then it's pagam. In those both situations, there seems to be some sort of shevach. I'm inserting a little bit here, which is not really accurate. Some sort of shevach, and therefore that's why Meir says it's asur, even though in the beginning it might not be, it might be negative, or in the end it might be negative. Okay, hope that's clear. Then the Gemara says, and now again we take out the words of Yasa b'shem Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Meir here, and it says detanina taman v'chen se'urim, which is se'urim that are truma shenaflu b'toch bor shel mayim, that fell in a pit of water, okay? Afal pi shehivish meimav, even though it caused a discoloration in the water, the meimav is mutarim, meaning even to a non-kohen, because the se'urim that falls into the water is not a nalimifgam. It's a negative contribution there. Okay, that's what we're saying so far. Now the Gemara, however, adds, 1 second, afal pi shehivish meimav, mutarim, okay, tanifgam, yafeh. So the Gemara says, Vahada matniti, so the reason I'm hesitating along the way because there's a lot of changes as we go a long way. Hada vatnita mahi, not hada manita, you add the words mahi. So, Rabbi, that statement that it's not ten tan nifgam, and this is importantly, the truma is pagam from beginning to end. The question is Hadamatnita Mahi. Now, the question of Hadamatnita Mahi is really coming to the core of that. I said there were two different ways to understand Rabbi Yochanan before. Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan, if you remember, when Rabbi Yochanan says it doesn't matter if it was Pagam at the beginning and Shevach at the end, or Shevach at the beginning, the Pagam at the end, Rabbi Meir says that it would make it Asur. Now, I said there's two ways to understand that. One is because there was some sort of Shevach, and that's why he says it's Asur, even though the status changed along from when it fell in. Or do we say that he disregards even Noten Lam Bifgam makes it Asur? So read the Pnei Moshe Mekeke, Kloma, Desher Ola Shas, Vahay Matnita Besori Mevish Mema, Pagami, Karahu, Ve'en Kan Shevach Klav, there's no improvement at all. Im Rebbe Meir, did Rebbe Meir agree in that situation, Mode Bezem, but Mutarim? Meaning, me name the law pligi Rabbi Yochanan the Resh Lakish alibed Rabbi Meir Ella. In other words, is a machloka between Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish regarding Rabbi Meir only in the case where pogem bikar when the initial interaction is begun and then it improves? Because Resh Lakish once again alibed Rabbi Yochanan says the Resh Lakish svirle alibed Rabbi Meir the mode the muta. Why? Because you go by the beginning, and since the beginning interaction was begun. That's why he would agree chachamim that doesn't make it asur. The Rabbi Yochanan says no. De gam baha pligi Rabbi Meir. Why? Because it's sort of shevach, like I explained. So loech partly doesn't matter. Beinim tchilo basof. Aval hecha, maybe if there's no shevach at all, then maybe meaning ela pogem mitchila baad sof. Maybe could go on elusrim like this seorim that fell into the water. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan understands Rabbi Meir that it would be mutar because there was no hinting of a shevach. Okay, or Dilma, maybe not. The Rabbi Yochanan, Bechoma Kompligi, the Rabbi Meir's Cholek, that he doesn't care. As long as there's a contribution of some sort of Tavar Asur that's fallen into this Tavar Mutar, even if it's a negative impact, it's Asur. Okay, that's trying to understand Rabbi Yochanan. So that's why it says now, Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan says, so you've got Rabbi Meir here, but you change Rabbi Yochanan says, it's Mamach Loket. Meaning, even in this situation where it was kulop gam from beginning to end, machloket means Rabbi Meir would hold in this situation, it's still asur. And Rabbi and Chachamim say, noten afgam afgam, because it's a negative contribution is mutar. Vereshim Resh Lakish says, no, that's divrei hakol. Divrei hakol, because in the first instance, in the interaction with the devar asur, the mutar, it was pagam, and it continued to be that way, Rabbi Meir would agree. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yossi Brabun says Shmuata Ken also meaning he also had this understanding. That's what Pnei Moshe says. Aldata again to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a machloket, and Aldata Kekat Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, it's Devar HaKol. Okay, so let's just summarize the sugya because there was a lot of moving parts. I don't make it clear. We saw in the Mishnah that it's a machloket no ten tan lifgam if the contributing part of the Tvar Asul defend Tvar Mutar, if it's a negative impact, whether it makes it Mutar or Asur. So it seemed to be, according to Rabbi Meir, it's still Asur. Kon Chachamim no ten lifgam doesn't make it Asur, it's Mutar. We tried to hone in exactly what the position of Rabbi Meir is. Meaning, because sometimes you can have something that when its initial contribution is positive, but the way it cooks or develops, it's actually going to make it negative. Or vice versa, right? It might be beneficial, or so it might be negative in the beginning interaction, but as it cooks or develops, whatever, it's going to become, it actually improves the taste. It's a bit like we saw perhaps with this, the case we ended last Mishnah, about the wine that falls onto the chometz on the grissim. If you remember, it depends. If it was, when it was heated up, it was negative. When it cools down, it was going to be okay. Okay? That's a bit like we saw with that. Okay? So according to, there was like three ways to understand Rabbi Meir. Resh Lakish understood that Rabbi Meir is concerned about what the initial interaction is. Initial interaction, if it's Shevach, even if it degrades later, that's what the Machloket is with Rabbi Meir Chachamim. He says, since initial interaction was a Shevach, it makes it Asur. However, if the initial interaction with it was a Pagam, then he would agree Chachamim doesn't make it Asur. So he doesn't disregard the concept of 10 tan if gam is we dismiss, meaning it's mutar. It's just concerned the initial interaction. According, then we said Rabbi Yochanan, there were two ways to understand it. Because he says it doesn't make a difference if it improved or degraded. Like which direction, what if the interaction was even a shevach and then it degraded after, or if it was, sorry, or the Mochirish faith was negative in initial interaction and then improved, he'd say it's also asur. And there were two ways to understand it. The one assumption is it because there was some shevach, that's why he says it's asur? even in the beginning of the end. And the conclusion was no. Even if there's no shevach whatsoever, like this truma that fell into the water, that's hevishet mamav, even if it changed its color so you can see it had some sort of impact because it's not 10 times gam from beginning to end, even in that situation, Rabbi Yochanan agrees, Meir holds it would still be asur. Meaning the fact that it contributed a negative flavor at all is not a reason to say it's mutar. Meaning is there some sort of tam of isur in this mixture? Yes? Okay, it's asur. I don't care if it improves it or it degrades it. Yafeh. That's kind of the summary of the sugya. Let's continue. This is now the next mission. This is Mishnah Dalet. Nochri Yayin Mimakom. So a Nochri and a Jew are transporting wine. The Jew's got wine of his own. And it was all sealed and closed. Mutar. If it's in other words, even if the Jew disappears for a few minutes, and if the cheska mishtamer, meaning that the Nochri doesn't know where the Jew's gone, so he could be coming at any minute. The Nochri is going to, we don't have to be concerned the Nochri is going to open up these barrels. Now, if you remember these barrels, to explain what barrels are, again, you have to remember when it comes to Mishnah, we're not talking about like casks, whiskey casks or barrels. And then what were they? Very important, they were more like pottery jugs with a very thin neck on which the top of the barrel, that we call the lid, but it's interesting. I like the way article translates, more of a cap. That's a better way of saying it, because they were bottle top caps. Basically, they would smear over the top of it some sort of either a clay as the lid. Okay, so we're not concerned that he's going to peel that away because it'll be because it takes time to repair it and it could be caught the effect he took it. So it's considered mishtamer. However, if he says imhod modiyo, if he says, "Listen to me, I'm going to go step into where they're going from town to town," he says, "I'm stepping to town for a half an hour, I'll be back." Well, then it depends how much time is considered enough time. The time that now we're concerned, the Nochri may have even opened up some wine and taken something. So it says, "What's the time?" Kadesh she stom vigov, meaning enough time that he could perforate a hole in it and seal it back over. If you could do that, that's the time to be asur. However, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says no, kadesh yiftach, to remove the whole capping off it, okay, and create a new one vigov vitigov. And like sort of put more clay in it for it to dry. Presumably, the machloket is whether the goy would be. I mean, I actually showed the Ben Moshe. He says, the reason why he says, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says he wants to take the whole thing off, because if you put a hole in it, and even if you seal over that little hole, it'll be recognizable and visible that it was perforated. So he doesn't want to get caught. So according to Rabbi Gamliel, it's in his position, it's better to remove the whole capping off and put it back on again, and there's no evidence any evidence of perforation, provided there's enough time for this clay to dry. Okay? That's what they know, it's a longer period of time. It's interesting, the Pnei Moshe mentions this the Gemara doesn't talk about this, but it depends on the type of material it is, right? Dafka besid, some sort of like plaster or lining, that's where the machloket is. That's where the machloket is whether he would be concerned that his perforation would be visible, right? Meaning the, and therefore the goy would want to take over the whole thing. Aval, if it's some sort of clay, modi rabbanan Rebbe Shimon Lakish, that it's, you'd have to take the whole thing off because a small clay perforation, when it's prepared, would be visible. Okay, so therefore remove the whole thing. Okay, that's a mission. Next, Nochri Shiamavir. You've got a Nochri that's taking these again with a Jew taking these barrels from place to place. Amar Rebbe Shimon, Maasam Rechad Shalmir Ve'im Yisrael Kadei Mayim Makom Makom. And ata uvde kamei rabbi aval va'asa. Okay, so we have this incident of mavir makom, and he made it asul. The question is, why is it asul? We just learned in our Mishnah, if it's mavir makom and it's sealed closed, then even if he leaves a few minutes and Nochri doesn't know where he's going, it's fine. We're not concerned. He's going to because the Nochri is not going to open up out of concern to get caught because it takes a lot of time to get away with it. Let's put it that way. So the Gemara says, and he's asur. So Amri, they say no. In that situation, it's different. Why did he asur? Because they're already open. They're p'tuchot hava uvda. So Amr of Zrika lo sof davar devei mela. It doesn't have to be that the barrel's even full. It could even be that this barrel's chaserot, because it still doesn't take enough much time for him to taraf and nagabi adav v'chazar, to put his hand down into it and take what he wants, or to touch it. That really is the point. Okay. Now atzavar dahad Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel lekulo. We assume that our Mishnah, that when Rabban Gamliel says it's a longer time, sorry, that it's not, it's a time it takes to remove the whole capping off and replace it, that is being look cooler, meaning it's a longer period of time you have. Okay, that's assumption, because a small perforation of sealing seems to be a shorter period of time. However, what the Gemara says, Deshiyit, or just deshiyitam hon, the Rabbanan me'at begaf. So what that means, I'll read you the Moshe, because the different gears exactly, or different takes on the sugya. Meaning says, Mikomakom, this is middle of the Ramatra Hai kadeshi gof it be nami tzad lechumra. Meaning putting it back is a tzad lechumra. Why? If I mean kada amar she'enu shohe kol kach b'chazarat mukufa l'mikoma, kumo shoshe b'stimata nekev, believe the Rabbanan. Because sometimes the actual procedure of putting a whole capping on, you can just smear it on and you're done, is a lot quicker than a delicately trying to seal a small hole smoothly. So it's not recognizable, or minimize it, the chance of it being recognizable. Okay, so in other words, I think what the Kohen Pnei Moshe is saying, it's not both procedures is necessarily longer, I'm removing it and putting it back, but rather one is longer, one is shorter, but still ultimately, I think Pnei Moshe is reading the sugya, is ultimately altogether, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is l'kula, you've got more time, but not as much time as you thought you had. Okay, that is, I think, the way he's reading. Other people say that actually, no, it's saying mamash l'kula, because removing it completely and putting it back is much quicker than just delicately putting a hole and delicately sealing it. But that's not, I don't think that's the way Pnei Moshe reads the sugya. Let's continue. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, b'shem Rabbi Eimi. Now we're talking about the kutim again. We keep on coming back to them. So the beitzat tzluya, roasted egg or a cooked egg of a kuti, is muteret. Muteret meaning this is importantly. Moshe says this is kodim shegazru aleim. This is before they were gozer to treat them like nochrim. So in other words, there was no bishul akum by a kuti, as it says. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha says b'shem Rabbi Elazar tavshile kutim harei zeh. Okay. So and even though this is talking about the time where they weren't treated like goyim, meaning they were assumed to be goyim, we'll see this changes as time goes, as the sugya develops. But even at that time, it's when is it? Why? When's there no issue of bishul akum by a kuti? That is when there's things that you wouldn't put yain into it. Yain or chometz. Shein da kol teyam chometz. Hadavah barish natan yad asur afilu bahanaya. Why? Because it seemed to be the kutim, as we know, when it came to kutim, we see this all over Shas. Some things were even more makbid with certain halachas than in Israel, but certain things they had their own reading, their own understanding, or they didn't dismiss certain things to Rashi Baal Peh, they disregarded. So one of the things they didn't care about was this stam yayin of a nochri. So this is what makbid on, even though we're not gozer, even sorry, even though at that time they weren't gozer on bishul akum or bishul kuti, let's call it that. Because they had no problem of grabbing any wine, it's tamayin from an ochrim putting in. You had a kashrus issue, a separate issue altogether. So kahadet atani brishonei orim yainas shel ogdor lamahu asur mipnei kfar pagash. Mean these are cities. All these examples, cities of a kuti, the wine that kuti is asur because of a wine a city. Sorry, not a city, a kfar, a village next near it that is of nochrim. Similarly, in other tests where that wine came from. The shel burgata mipnei birat sur yaka or shel enkushi mipnei shel kfar shalem. Okay, Chazal omar petucha b'koma koma sura v'stuma muteret. Then they said after that because now this is different. What it's saying now here is they end up saying that any barrels in the place of a kuti that was open, they're going to be asur no matter where. Why? Because they weren't nizarim mimaga nochrim. So there's two different things. One is taking stam yayin from a nochri. That's one thing. Now we're saying is that they were concerned of a nochri touching their wines and handling their wines. Okay, so if it's anything that's open, we have to be concerned. Okay, we can't have those wines. Bekol makom. Okay. However, if they're stumor, if they're sealed, then it's okay. Now it says nukuvah v'stuma. What if it had a hole in it and then sealed? Okay, so resealed, a small hole and resealed. Hareza kustuma. Then it's treated like it was stuma, and that wine from that kuti place would be mutar. Interestingly, that's recorded Reb Chaim on Masechet Kutim. The Breitot, right? And he's got a sefer on that. He wrote on many, many Breitot Reb Chaim. Different ones we don't, I don't, that I guess not normally learnt. It says, Shumuchiach, so in other words, what does it help? The fact that he resealed this perforation shows he is concerned with people touching it. Okay, so that's why you can say, okay, regarding those barrels, even if they're not just they're sealed, if they've been opened and resealed again, then we can then those barrels we can we are not concerned they can demonstrate sorry that it's concerned about people handling and touching. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael ben Chakula Amar now once got a been perforated once it's considered like petucha basically like an open one would be awesome. Next, Amrav Chanina va'ani ochul kayim, meaning I can tell. I was reading Reb Pnei Moshe says אני יכול להקים עליה אם פתחו אותה לגמרי או לא. I can tell you, I can tell if this barrel has been opened before. Okay? How so? It says if it was in have ilave yakir. If however there's kira, kiri is like wax. If the seal has been covered with wax over the top of it, lo iftachit, then I know it hasn't been opened. Vi lo, if not, I know it's been opened and resealed. Again, that's going to be important for again. This din by the kutim, talking about open barrels are a problem and closed barrels are not a problem. Okay? Which is interesting to seem to be that they would have extra seals. I think even some fancy bottles of, they also have some type of a wax seal over, whatever. It seemed to be the practice, an extra wax seal over normal seal was a sign that it had been like it wasn't to be opened. That was a, you know, like we have the safety seals we have on our bottles that it's been opened or not. Right? So let's continue. Kahada de Rishimon ben Elazar. Now this kahada, pardon me, is a different thing. It's interesting. Sometimes kahada means trying to prove something, but here we're talking about something else. Meaning this is the Pnei Moshe says, sort of context shifts slightly. We can learn from the following. Then after there were gozar on the kutim, meaning after we'll see what the basis was to treat them like nochrim, for many halachas, that is... we treated them like nochrim. So here, after nitkalkul. So let's have all the cases. Kader Reb Shimon ben Laza, azel echad kirya, to Shamrayan. He went to of the village of the Samaritans, let's call it that. Ata safra, a sofra came before him, nagabe, amrali, aitili chad kula stima. Bring me one jug of wine. Okay? He says, irachad ma'ari shomron, shayu kutim shuriyim batocha, Uba sofer melamed tanoka fanav, and a sofer, as in not as in a just describe it as a teacher to young children. Melamed v'amar le'lavi, and he said, bring v'amar amar le'lavi lo kad yain stuma shel michel kutim. Bring me one barrel of wine of the kutim. Amar le said to him, ha mavui kamach shati. He sort of hinted to him, why don't you drink water from a spring? Itrach ilave says, no, I want wine. Atrich ilave, amalei, hamavua kamach shati. He says, no, that, you know, you should have from a spring. So the Gemara continued. So chamtu mitrach ilave, he seemed to be persisting. Amalei, inat mara denafshach, if you're bal nefesh, you mean you really want to have something, then hamavua kamach, go drink. Which means, according to Pnei Moshe, imnafshecha adun alecha, if your yetzer is so strong, and you can't withhold yourself, meaning you still want this wine, which is, again, Shlomo Melech's advice, place a knife to your jaw or your throat, like your jaw, if you're a bal nefesh, if you're a man of desire. Meaning, you take control of your desires. What's the message, the storage? Why? Because kfar nitka kol akutim. Meaning, I was dropping hints along the way, but you can't have the wine of a kutim because kfar nitka kol akutim. They've gone past now we treat them like an akum, so their yain is like stam yain. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmal, Rabbi Yossi, azal lahad nipolin, nipolis. He went to this, it's funny, I read nipolim, even though written the police, and Pnei Moshe said, right, it's in Nipolim. It's Irshel Kutim. Atu Kutai Lagabe. A Kuti came before him. Amalu, Ani, Ana, Mechami Lechun, I've seen you, delayed Atun Sagin Lahain Torah. You're not bowing so to the mountain. Elat Salmaya de Tuchtai. You're bowing to the images that are buried there. Dichtiv vit monoto Yaakov Tachat Ha'ela. When Yaakov was coming back from Laban's house and took the trough, all the idols, he buried it under this ha'ela. He's got Asherah here, but it's ha'ela as a pasuk. Asherim Shechem. That was by Shechem. So, in other words, I know exactly what you're doing. I know you kutim are actually worshiping Avodah Zarah. Shamam kalin the Amrin. He heard them saying to one another, Nikrutz, let's get up early. Nesader le'ilin kuvaya. Let's get up early so we can arrange and... weed the area. And he took that, Rabbi Shmuel actually understood what they were referring to. They were speaking, not in code, but like in cloaked type of speech. He was the weed that they wanted to get rid of in the morning. Because he is like going to expose them, let's say that. The Karatz, therefore, he got up early, but Nafaklein left there and left there and escaped. So Rav Acha Azal Ma'um, V'Acha Chalitin, Rabbi Acha Al Chamtzin, Rabbi Chizkiah Acha Al Chamtzin. So all these things seem to be food that's not considered Mavushal or Bishul. So there, Chamtzin is like some sort of bean, I think it is, and Chamtzin is like grasshoppers and like, but it wasn't anything, again, there was Choshesh L'Bishul. It's called Bishul Kutim or Bishul Akum by Kuti. So Rav Asar the wine mipiri because of what Rav Chia v'Rav Asiv Rav Ami. What happened? Sheyu olim b'har melech v'har melech faru goy echad she'achashu do yayan. He was suspected of chashu do yayan, meaning he was drinking yayin nesach. Now before above when they were so-called okay, that the concern was that they were nizhar mistam yayin shel nochri. Okay, they weren't careful with it, or there were another understanding was that they weren't careful that a goy might touch it, their own wine. But he saw the mamash drinking yayna. So atu amrinle, meaning sorry, they weren't initially they weren't nisar about like mixing in their foods, their cooked foods. But this guy was actually drinking it straight. Okay, so atu amrinle kamoi amarlo. The three of them end up coming to Rav Acha. Acha, sorry, came before Rav Avahu, my mistake. Amar Lo, he said to them, V'lo al yedei ila, isn't this enough of a grounds to now ask for their wine? V'itabai meimra, in other words, that was already a trigger for him to say, that's enough of a, like enough evidence. I mean, presumably they had a whole picture being built, but that's enough to pull the trigger to say, Yayin am Yayin Nesach. Okay, v'itabai meimra say chad urvat shuba. It was one erev Shabbos. Okay, lo ishtaka chamra b'chol samartike. They couldn't find any wine in samartike. But fuki shuba amotzei Shabbos ishtach mal. They found that place, city of the Kutim, full of wine. Min ma da'aitun armaya v'kamloni Kutim yenayun. Because the Kutim seemed to accept that this wine from this nochri, the Arami, that brought all this yayin. Okay. Vitamay Memar Katsalik Diklitinus Malkalahacha, when Diklitinus the king came here. Gazar met Xera, the Amar Kolumaya Yinsachun Bar Miudai. All the nations in this area have to do Nisuchayin for some sort of worship, except for the Jews. Venus Naskun Kutaya. Right, that they did the effect of the Yain Nesach, or they literally did these wine libations, and therefore that was a grounds to asur their wines. Another pshat, and this is probably the most famous, is that it was found there was some sort of dove there that they were doing wine libations towards them, much engaged in Avodah Zarah. Okay, so we're building a picture, if you like, is, you know, this, when you've got lots of reasons. I think there's some. I don't think you have to even pick a one. You've got the whole sum total of the reasons that really showed that they Kutim had gone in a different direction. So Kutai de Kisrin Bayim Rebbe Aval, the Kutim of Caesarea came to Aval. Avoteichem is Tavgim Mishalano. We used to supply them with this food and wine and the like. Atem Ibnei Ma'anchem is Tavgim Mimen. Why aren't you? It seems out your father's had a problem from getting supplies from our father. So why are you? What's the gap now that you're resisting from engaging with us? Amar Lehem, he said, Avotechem lo kilkulu maaseihem. Your father seemed to be okay. Avalatem, you, however, kilkaltim, you're kilkul maaseihem, you've strayed, you've gone in a different direction. Okay, let's continue. Now, just to, this more leads into tomorrow's daf, but it says as follows. Taman taninan, Eretz Yisrael Torah u'mikvateim Torim. Meaning, if we know Chachamim will go there on Tumat Chutzlaretz, it's place in Chutzlaretz are considered if someone goes there, or all of Chutzlaretz is Tameh. So Eretz Yisrael itself, even though there might be cities and other places where Jews aren't living, now all of Yisrael didn't make the Gzeira, all of Eretz Yisrael, and also Mikvotehem Torim. You find Mikvah, they're also the status is the Tahor, meaning Lo Machzakina. We don't assume that they're made of like drawn water, fill up from a tap, or something like that. Okay? Well, and then said, "Eretz Kutim Torah, Mikvotehem Umadareim Vishvilem is also Torah." But I think that will lead us into tomorrow's stuff, so we'll pick that. We'll take it from here next year. Okay, so all to
And what's the
thank
deal of a
you.
chitun with Kuti?
Marrying them,
Yeah.
but sorry. Let me go back a step. Let me go
Me
back a step. Let me go a step. In the beginning of the sugya, there is a position where it said their eggs are okay. Okay, but why did it say all cooked foods are okay? Because one understanding is that I think with from other sugyas, I've just got to remember this, is that there was chashash of mamzerus mixed with them. So even if they weren't defined as nochrim, eggs may be an okay, but other foods not okay. That didn't seem to be the flow of this. It wasn't clear from the Bnei Moshe if that was the flow. And why so? Because we don't want to integrate with nochrim because there was a chashash of mix of mamzerus. Well, Gemara is like that, I think we saw in the past. Okay? So that's still, even in the earlier stages, before they were defined as effectively treated as nochrim, in the earlier stages, there was this want to separate because, again, the reading of the Torah was such that there could be mamzerus mixed in with them. And just to add, sorry, this is a sugya we saw back in Daf Zayin in Pesach Gittin. So that's an adapim in the Az Kol Gittin, sorry, in the Oz V'Hadar, it is Hey Amud Bet. And there was a discussion that says, Kuti Mishum Mahim Psulim. The discussion, they were discussed it, is because they are Gerei Ariot, and it's because, and the Gemara discusses, goes back and forth in terms of what the Issur is, and it's the one last Shittur is because they were not Medaktik, the En Bakim Bedik Tugei Gittin. Okay? And therefore, there's going to be Chashash of Mamzerus being mixed in with them. I don't know. Anyway, Beseder. Right,
Yes.